After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Supreme Master Qinghai shared that the books she wrote are works of love. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conference and the like. We now invite you to enjoy part 1 of a 5-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai at the premiere of the German and French edition of The Noble Wilds and the Polish edition of The Dogs in My Life at the 61st Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany on October 18th, 2009.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
It is a great honor for us to be here with you and our global viewers today for this unique catalyzing global event. First and foremost, we would like to extend our special thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for the opportunity we now have to enjoy the international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, in German and French. We are also here to celebrate the premiere of the Polish version of the bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
We extend our appreciation to our invited guests for attending today's seminar. And we also welcome our worldwide viewers on Supreme Master Television, on which this significant event is broadcasting live today on 6 continents, 14 satellites, 26 cable TV and IPTV networks, and 18 streaming video websites. Supreme Master Television is a free-to-air satellite channel broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with a variety of engaging programs in English, with over 30 subtitles and 60 languages.
Today's guest of honor is Supreme Master Qinghai, who will participate via live video conference. A Goosey Peace Prize laureate, world-renowned humanitarian, pioneer in constructive global satellite television, artist and spiritual teacher, she is also the author of 3 international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Ever a champion of the rights of all beings to live in peace and harmony, her campaigns to promote a healthy vegan lifestyle and to stop the effects of climate change have mobilized countless people to act for the greater good of all life. As part of this effort to spread love to all beings, Supreme Master Qinghai has succeeded in her new role as best-selling author of books featuring animals. All of her books have reached international bestseller lists, not only the English editions, but also in French, Chinese, Korean, Olaxese, Japanese, and Spanish. And there are many versions that have been translated and will be released in the future, like Dutch, Swedish, Arabic, Telugu, Portuguese, Philippine. Wow, isn't that amazing?
It truly is. Master Qinghai's first 2 books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, portray an engaging and illuminating account of life with her adopted animals and birds. Her 3rd bestseller, The Noble Wilds, illustrates Supreme Master Qinghai's extraordinary experience with her animal friends who live in the wild. The books, with beautifully illustrated pages, reveal the loving communication among animals and between animals and their human caregivers. they unveil the wondrous inner world of animals in order that we may enter. They bring to light the deep emotions, purpose of being, and blessing energy of our animal friends.
The breathtaking books of Supreme Master Qinghai reveals and reminds us of the simple secret we always knew deep down in our heart, that the love of animals for humans and for other animals stirs affection, love, and joy in all of our hearts. The kind of unconditional love that animals bring into our lives is one of the most appreciable aspirations for the future of this planet and its inhabitants. We now would like to show you a short video clip of Supreme Master Qinghai together with some of her animal friends whom she encountered in the wild. Please enjoy.
The Noble Wilds is a universal favorite across cultures. Supreme Master Qinghai's The Noble Wilds has ranked as an international number one bestseller at the world's largest online bookstore, Amazon.com. First released in February in Formosa or Taiwan, the Chinese version of The Noble Wilds was instantly ranked as number one bestseller, continuing the tremendous popularity of Supreme Master Qinghai's first two books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life.
Being around the wild expands our heart and leading us to a beautiful meadows of life that was totally untouched by prejudice and blame. We will just be there in the now, merging with nature, unspoiled and uncomplicated. Ever so grateful for the knowledge of the unknown, delighted in the indulgence of Mother Nature's love.
In 450 pages, filled with vibrant photographs, and all printed in environmentally friendly ink, Supreme Master Qinghai shares the most touching stories and reveals some of the secrets of God's creatures for the very first time. Following are a selection of enthusiastic comments for The Noble Wilds from readers around the world. Vivian in Germany shares her response.
We humans proclaim to be the crown of the creation, the most civilized being. But look at these noble souls in animal forms. We should learn from them, love them, respect them with our honor. Thanks God that they are here.
This book for me is like God's gift, writes Sue Love, a reader from Formosa or Taiwan. A reader named C.R. Tumanaro expressed,
The book is truly heart-melting. The photos are romantic, which conveys the deep love that the wilds have. The actions are something that we do not get to witness often, and when paired with beautiful poetry, it definitely shows true tenderness. A healing and redemptive book that's full of love.
From Emmanuel in Paris, France.
I could feel such a very surprising and delicate and unknown joy, like a deep truth being shared with others, absolute, heartwarming, not just about animals, but about ourselves, humans too.
A university professor in the US reads and ponders.
The Noble Wilds, written and photographed by Supreme Master Qinghai, exemplifies an alternative, compassionate way of living during an age of the ever-increasingly growing environmental crisis. One cannot help asking why humans have not been able to live in peace, love, harmony with these wonderful beings.
It is so interesting to record the life of the Swan family. Especially we learn that the swans have their own names, just like we do. So animals are just like us.
Writes Shu Tan, a reader from Formosa or Taiwan. From South Africa, another reader writes,
After reading The Noble Wilds, I can truly see how incredible God is in His purpose of sending us such wonderful animals to inspire us to treat one another with love and dignity.
The book shares with readers insights into the natural world, such as the dedicated parenthood of wild ducks and swans, the friendship of a neighbor horse, and the deep love of creatures large and small who place their trust in the lady. Now through the noble wilds, their love is transformed into a single purpose: to expand humans' understanding and care for all life and Mother Nature.
A fairy tale that unveiled itself to let us know that life is the same to humans and animals, insects and trees and minerals alike. Because life embraces all with love and nurturing, and that we all can communicate and understand each other. Thus, we understand ourselves in a deeper level of consciousness.
Ladies and gentlemen, and viewers of Supreme Master Television around the world, we are delighted to announce that our honored guest is with us right now. Supreme Master Qinghai, we are privileged that you could join us today via live video conference here at the world's biggest international book fair in Frankfurt, Germany.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big welcome to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Wow. Wow. Hello.
Hi there, the beautiful people.
Supreme Master Qinghai, we want to inform you of some great news. We are pleased to tell you that the German version of your book, The Noble Wilds, has reached number one ranking in sales at Amazon.de in the category of children and youngsters in all German books.
Wow!
Congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, all of you, and the publisher and the distributors and the printers and all the people involved to make this a wonderful Sunday news. Yes. I congratulate myself also, and especially because I see you so clear, like you're sitting next to me. Isn't that wonderful technology nowadays? Yes, we are just so lucky. We're so lucky to have others. Yeah, thanks for coming. Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Es geht gut, ja?
Supreme Master, we appreciate your kindness and willingness to join us today at the release of the German and French version of your book, The Noble Wilds, and the Polish version of The Dogs in My Life.
Supreme Master, to congratulate you on the launch of the German version of The Noble Wilds, two distinguished German artists, a movie director, Mr. Helmut Nitschke, and actress Mrs. Heidemarie Wenzel, sent their greetings from the capital city, Berlin, with this short video called Impressions about the Noble Wilds.
Wow! Thank you.
Berlin bietet immer Überraschungen. Zum Beispiel diesen kleinen Park. Zum Beispiel, wie rasch die Schwanenkinder wachsen, die ich kenne, seit sie geschlüpft sind. Eine weitere Überraschung kommt noch. Doch erst einmal sind meine kleinen Schwänchen an der Reihe.
Look at that.
Fein, kannst du jetzt kommen, du kriegst das so. Und der Papa. Guck mal an, ihr seid Vegetarier. Na, ist ja klar. Ein bisschen besser hinten. Oh, du schön. Komm.
Wochentags findet man um den Teich herum ungestörte Plätze, wo man sich besinnen oder mit einem Buch beschäftigen kann.
Ach, ihr schön. Schwäne sind von vollendeter Anmut. Viele Dichter haben ihre geheimnisvolle Schönheit besungen. Aber meine Kommunikationsfähigkeit mit ihnen ist stark begrenzt. Ich weiß nicht einmal ihre Namen. Wussten Sie eigentlich, dass Schwäne sich Namen geben? Wie und wann? Das erfahren Sie in diesem Buch.
Oh, thank you.
Das ist die weitere Überraschung. The Noble Whites, nun auch in deutscher Fassung. Die edlen Wildtiere. In diesem ungewöhnlichen Band ist vieles zu finden, was man von wildlebenden Tieren nicht wusste oder so noch nie gesehen hat. So berichtet die Autorin und höchste Meisterin Qinghai darüber, wie sie eine alleinbrütende Schwänin überredet, von ihr Nahrung anzunehmen, damit sie bei Kräften bleibt.
Einmal fand die Meisterin eine verirrte Ziege, die von sich erzählte, dass sie schwanger sei. Wie die Meisterin das erfährt?
Sie kann mit allen Tieren in einer Universalsprache kommunizieren. Ohne Worte. Dieses wunderbare Buch lässt uns staunen und zugleich fühlen, wie tief verwandt wir mit diesen edlen Wesen in Wahrheit sind.
Hier in dieser kleinen Parkanlage, mitten in der Großstadt, sieht man viele tierliebende Berliner. Tierliebend auf ihre Art. Aber ihre Liebe ist noch nicht tief genug. Und ohne die erhellende Erkenntnis, dass alle Tiere genauso wie wir Menschen fühlende Wesen sind. Sonst würden sie ja auf der Stelle alle Vegetarier werden. Welch ein Segen wäre das. Für die Tiere, für die Natur und nicht zuletzt für uns Menschen.
Supreme Master, without further ado, we would like to begin today's seminar. We have some very special guests here today, and they have very great questions for you.
First of all, we will focus on animals as our co-inhabitants. It therefore gives us great pleasure to introduce our first speaker on this topic, Linda Roeselot from the Netherlands. Linda Roeselot is a master integrated energy therapist, angel therapist, kinologic behavior therapist, owner of Bella Vitalis, a spiritually based holistic company. In addition, she is an animal communicator, spiritual messenger, teacher, and a caring mother. Her divine purpose is to enable powerful healing treatments for animals and their caretakers around the world. Using our energy, work, and educational services that lead to a vital balance in mind, body, and soul through the loving energy of our angels. Linda's speech today will be Animals, Our Noble Friends, Bring Us Messages and Gifts from Heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, Linda Roeselot.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, as you know, animals are here for a reason. They have a task on this earth. And when they are able to fulfill their task, they are happy and contented. One can compare animals' role with them of humans following their true divine life purpose. Joy, happiness, great love are what our animal friends have in the natural being, and they are trying to bring those qualities into our lives and into our world. Therefore, I would like to speak of them as friends, as teachers, and as loved ones, and we humans as their caregivers or caretakers. We don't own our animal friends. We are not their bosses nor entitled to rule over them in any way. However, it's necessary that we teach our pets, our animal friends, who are living in our homes, some earth-bounded rules, so we can live together in harmony in this wonderful world we live in.
Yeah.
In the universe, we don't know time. Time is made up by humans. If one looks at a cat who is lying in the garden and enjoying the sun, just take a moment and watch. Let's see what's given you. Watch, see, and let it come into your feeling, because that feeling is telling you a lesson. And that lesson is enjoy. Enjoy the moment, be in the moment, because that's all there is. Cats are very sensitive. Dogs are more grounded. And gives us a lesson of what unconditional love means. If dogs experience great domination or aggressive behavior from humans, they are still love us. But at that moment, their hearts are aching. Because what's happening at that moment is just a reflection of how we humans are treating each other. Horses have a special role, just as dolphins. And they are both so magnificent. Especially when they are working with children of special needs or with grown-ups who have experienced big trauma in their earlier years, especially during childhood. And they both have a healing gift. For example, horses on a higher level are connect and bring awareness to humans through their aura. So if a horse has got a problem at their left extremities, one needs to take a look at their own left side, their feminine side, and check it out for any emotional blockage. I used to be a lover of riding horses, but my vision has changed during my own spiritual journey, and at this moment I'd like to communicate with horses on a higher level of understanding and enjoying their true nature. Dolphins are also my big love. Dolphins communicate with each other on a very high spiritual level. They don't need words to express themselves. They carry with them great healing gifts and great lessons. And they are little angels swimming in freedom with the capacity of really being in the now and experience great joy and love with everything they touch. And they're also healing the sea life. Whales and dolphins have great wisdom, just like a big library, such as a Library of Congress in Washington, and even bigger.
Mm.
And we can learn from this wisdom. And if humans are able to view dolphins and whales as our memory, as our professors, then we would not harm them anymore. Supreme Master Qinghai, I could talk for hours about the great messages and lessons our pets and other wildlife are telling and teaching us.
Right. Not hours. You could talk for months and years.
Oh yeah, sure I can, sure I can. If we want a happier and healthier life for ourselves, we must take care and love all our animal friends. We are all connecting and living on the same planet. It's not ours alone, and it's not our property. And if we want to follow our divinity, live from your heart, love yourself, love all human beings and animals alike, and love our planet. Yeah. Our planet is our divine temple, so we must take care of it now. Namaste.
Namaste, Ji. Wonderful, wonderful, oh. Wonderful.
How wonderful and how true. Thank you, Mrs. Rosler.
She knows so much about animals. I'm very impressed. Thank you for sharing with us your knowledge. This is rare. Not everybody knows this, and this is rare. Thank you so much for your diamond wisdom. Thank you.
Our next distinguished guest is Luis Perez Garcia, the chairman and spokesperson of Defensa Animal, an organization which focuses primarily on defending animals while promoting veganism as the true way to live righteously. Luis Perez Garcia also works as a tax advisor, and he graduated as an economist at the Faculty of Economic Science in Valencia, Spain. Let's welcome him to talk about veganism as the best way to stop abuse and cruelty to animals, our co-inhabitants on this planet. Ladies and gentlemen, Luis Perez Garcia.
Hola, buenas tardes. Soy Luis Pérez, presidente y portavoz de DefensaAnimal.org. DefensaAnimal.org es una organización abolicionista sin ánimo de lucro que defiende los intereses de todos los animales no humanos sin importar la especie a la que pertenezcan. Tratamos de informar y reeducar a la gente para que deje de ser especista, es decir, para que deje de discriminar a los individuos en función de la especie a la que pertenezca. Ningún animal, humano o no, debe ser discriminado por criterios como la raza, sexo o especie a la que pertenece. En todos los países se educa a los niños y niñas a ser especistas, creándoles un esquema mental con dos categorías, los animales y los humanos, como si los humanos no fuéramos animales. Y se olvida que realmente convivimos en este planeta cientos de miles de millones de animales que pertenecemos a especies diferentes, a razas diferentes, a sexos diferentes, pero que tenemos algo en común que es fundamental, y es que todos los animales tenemos sistema nervioso, por lo que todos los animales disponemos de la capacidad de sentir dolor, placer, etc. Desgraciadamente, se nos educa para que creamos que los animales no humanos existen para servir a los humanos, y se da un valor a sus vidas en función de la utilidad que se pueda obtener de ellos. Del mismo modo que una educación sexista crea un pensamiento erróneo e injusto de que las mujeres existen para servir a los hombres, la educación especista nos hace que pensemos que los animales no humanos nacen para que nos los comamos, para que hagamos zapatos, cinturones o bolsos con sus pieles arrancadas. Se nos educa para que pensemos que nacen para experimentar en ellos, o para transportar mercancías o a humanos encima de ellos. Se nos educa para que pensemos que existen para divertirnos en espectáculos de circo, en festejos populares, o visitándolos en las cárceles de animales no humanos conocidas como zoológicos o acuarios. Desde DefensaAnimal.org tratamos por todos los medios de que la gente se dé cuenta de que ningún animal, humano o no, ha nacido para servir a nadie, y que todos los animales queremos vivir y disfrutar de nuestras vidas en libertad. Por ello decimos que por justicia, todos y todas debemos ser veganos y veganas, es decir, debemos dejar de usar a los demás animales en cualquier aspecto de nuestras vidas, por lo que debemos alimentarnos sin incluir en nuestra dieta ingredientes de origen animal. Mucha gente cree que es suficiente con ser vegetariano y cree que no hay nada de malo en consumir leche, queso, huevos o miel. Pero no saben que el consumo de derivados Es incluso peor porque supone prolongar la agonía y explotación de las hembras no humanas. Olvidan que por el capricho de saborear un vaso de leche o un trozo de queso, están pidiendo que priven de libertad a una vaca, que la inseminen para embarazarla contra su voluntad, que aparten al bebé al nacer y le roben la leche a la madre. ¿Y qué pasa con el bebé de la vaca? Pues que lo encierran durante unos 4 meses en una zona donde no le dejarán casi moverse para que no fortalezca la musculatura. Y tras ese periodo de tiempo, lo llevarán al matadero para asesinarlo, trocearlo y venderlo como carne de ternera, que son los músculos y tendones de bebé de vaca. Mientras la vaca no da leche, sino que se la roban hasta que le queda poca y vuelven a embarazarla contra su voluntad, asesinando al nuevo hijo que nazca. Este proceso lo repiten 4 o 5 veces, del tal modo que si las vacas podrían vivir unos 25 años en libertad, la industria láctea las asesina a los 5 o 6 años, cuando no es rentable seguir explotándolas, llevándolas a los mataderos donde llevaron a sus hijos para vender al peso sus cadáveres troceados. Y no olvidemos que las gallinas tampoco dan huevos, sino que se los roban, y consideran a las hembras como máquinas de producir huevos, de modo que son asesinadas y troceadas cuando no es rentable seguir explotándolas. El veganismo también implica que debemos utilizar ropa y complementos que no incluyan cuero, lana, seda o plumas, ya que la lana implica privar de libertad a las ovejas, inseminarlas contra su voluntad y asesinarlas para vender como carne sus cadáveres troceados cuando ya no son rentables para robarles el pelo. La seda supone asesinar a millones de gusanos metiéndolos en agua hirviendo. Y las plumas son arrancadas a individuos que en la mayoría de los casos están aún vivos. Además, debemos utilizar productos que no hayan sido testados o experimentados en animales no humanos, sin importar si los individuos utilizados son primates o ratones. Y en definitiva, debemos rechazar los productos, servicios o espectáculos que utilicen animales no humanos. DefensaAnimal.org es una asociación abolicionista porque da voz y representa a las víctimas no humanas. Y por ello no apoya ni pide reformas o regulaciones en el uso de los no humanos. Si fuéramos las víctimas, nunca pediríamos que nos ampliaran las celdas o que nos esclavizaran de otro modo, ni pediríamos que nos asesinaran de un modo menos doloroso en los mataderos, piscifactorías o barcos pesqueros. Estamos en un momento histórico, similar al que se vivió en la época de la esclavitud de humanos de raza negra. En aquella época había gente bien intencionada que pidió un mejor trato para los esclavos, que no les pegaran, que tuvieran un lugar adecuado para dormir, etc. Pero afortunadamente hubo otra gente que fue a la raíz del problema y pidió la abolición de la esclavitud. Actualmente hay cada vez más gente bien intencionada que pide medidas y reformas bienestaristas para que traten mejor a los animales no humanos en las granjas, mataderos, laboratorios, etc. Pero en nombre de ellos no hay que pedir un mejor trato, sino la abolición de las granjas, mataderos, barcos pesqueros, experimentación animal, etc. Debemos pedir la abolición de todas las actividades especistas, es decir, de aquellas actividades que no se harían si los individuos utilizados pertenecieran, por ejemplo, a la especie humana. Hay gente que afortunadamente pide la abolición de los asesinatos de toros en las plazas de toros, o de focas en Canadá, pero que dice que somos radicales al pedir, por ejemplo, la abolición de los mataderos. Ante lo que le respondemos que es totalmente injusto pedir la abolición de los asesinatos de toros o focas y no pedir lo mismo para las vacas, cerdos, atunes o ratones. Todos los animales merecemos la misma consideración y no es justo pedir más respeto para unos que para otros. Lo importante no es cómo, dónde ni por qué privan de libertad, esclavizan o asesinan a alguien. Ni debe ser importante la especie a la que pertenezca el individuo privado de libertad, esclavizado o asesinado. Desde defensaanimal.org promovemos el veganismo y el fin del especismo por varios medios, mediante webs informativas, conferencias, cursos de cocina vegana, videoforums, un programa de radio mensual llamado El Rincón Vegano, una sección de cocina vegana en televisión, una revista semestral online, mesas informativas en la calle, performance y actos de protesta pacífica y de concienciación en lugares muy transitados de grandes ciudades. En defensaanimal.org trabajamos día a día para conseguir un mundo más justo para todos y todas, donde no se discrimine a nadie en función de la especie a que pertenezca. Muchas gracias por su amable atención. Gracias.
Thank you so much, Mr. García.
Thank you indeed. Thank you. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible how we behave as humans. It's unimaginable. The more we do research into all these animals' treatment, the more we cannot imagine how we as a human race behaving in such a way. My God. Oh my God. We must change fast. We can't live like this. We can't. We just can't go on like this. It's just... just killing our heart.
Thank you, kind-hearted viewers, for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 2 of the premiere of Supreme Master Qinghai's book, The Noble Wilds, German and French edition, and The Dogs in My Life, Polish edition. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.